Henry Thomas, H-E-N-R-Y-T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth, 8-8-41. Date of visit, 8-11-2023. We were asked to evaluate this 82-year-old woman with worsening condition, period. New paragraph, patient is an 82-year-old gentleman with history of severe weight loss, possible colon cancer, hospitalized recently with 100-pound weight loss, a colostomy in place. I was never able to get patient's records from the hospital, but since he's left the hospital, he has lost weight. He's no longer interested in going back to the hospital. Apparently, he does have colon cancer. He is not eating. He is quite thin, has severe malnutrition. His wife and I had a long discussion today about future plans. He's still a full code on hospice. He doesn't want to go to the hospital, but he doesn't want to give up the full code status. Period. In the paragraph, he understands that he's dying. He understands that going to the hospital and receiving chemo or radiation might extend his lifespan, but nevertheless, he's not interested in pursuing those options. He's awake, he's alert, he's oriented to person, place, and time, and his wife agrees with his decision, period. Medication, no change from 6-3-2023. Allergy, iodine, social. He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, but he has a history of heavy smoking in the past. Review of system as above on exam. We find Henry to be quite weaker than he was before. He did not want to have his vitals checked. Heart, distant heart sounds, positive response, positive response. Lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, scaphoid. There's stool present in the colostomy bag. Lower extremity shows severe muscle wasting. Skin shows decreased turgor. Here we have an 82-year-old gentleman on hospice with colon cancer, colostomy, worsening condition. Patient is not interested in any further treatment plans, as he has indicated in the past. He knows that he's dying. He wants to be kept comfortable. He doesn't appear to be in pain, and he knows that he most likely has a few days, 2 weeks left on this earth. This was discussed with patient and his wife before leaving their residence. Thank you.